For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. The affordable housing crisis may be Western North Carolina's most pressing problem, but one Haywood County town is taking concrete steps towards a solution. Since the Great Recession, Western North Carolina's booming real estate market has proven to be something of a double-edged sword. High demand helps drive a flourishing economy, but scarcity drives up prices, which can make it hard for locals to find housing they can afford. Brian K. Noland is a realtor at Beverly Hanks Waynesville office.
The thing about Haywood County is the local people, which we absolutely love to work with as well, are they're in competition with the second home market that wants to retire or have a second home here in Haywood County, and they're wanting in the same price bracket that our local people can afford.
Census Bureau stats say Haywood's per capita income is exactly $27,166, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says you should spend less than 30% of your income on housing, which translates to a rent or mortgage of about $681 a month. That's a 30-year, $144,000 mortgage at 3.92%. But of the 1,079 single-family homes sold in Haywood County in 2017, just 272 were sold for less than $140,000. In 2018, 1,044 single-family homes were sold, with 194 of those under $140,000. The fastest-moving price point in Haywood County for single-family homes was around $225,000, and listings closed on average in less than 100 days. Almost 40% of single-family home sales in Haywood County in 2017 occurred less than 30 days after the property was first listed. In 2018, it was slightly above 40%.
It's tough right now.
That's Catherine Probin, also a Beverly Hanks realtor and Haywood County native who, like Noland, works in Waynesville.
I have probably 10 or 11 buyers sitting by the wayside local waiting for the right property because if they're in the low 200s, it's gone. You'll have multiple offers.
The situation in Buncombe County is even worse, with homes closing 30% faster, sale prices 30% higher, and a per capita income barely more than Haywood's. It's clear the market is leaving some buyers on the sidelines, but 2 weeks ago, the town of Waynesville became the first Haywood County government to address the problem by designating itself a redevelopment authority and then designating a redevelopment area. Here's Waynesville Mayor Gavin Brown.
Well, the impetus was trying to achieve the redevelopment of the old hospital site, the hospital that was built as the first county hospital in North Carolina in 1927. We are just trying to, quote, repurpose it, close quote. We're turning it into from an old hospital to affordable housing for veterans, disabled, and low-income people.
The redevelopment designation is expected to boost the chances the hospital project qualifies for tax credits from the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency.
What it does, it allows them to get two bites at the apple. There's two different pots of money available, and they can apply for both simultaneously. Hopefully, the redevelopment and repurposing pot is what we get.
The town will also take a hard look at the area within a half mile of the old hospital on Waynesville's north side, says Waynesville town manager Rob Heights.
What a study area like this does is it gives you a broad area where you can do multiple projects. The redevelopment law does not just discuss housing, but it also talks about commercial development as well. So I think it provides an opportunity to completely redevelop that area.
To make that a reality, they're taking it one step further. The proposed adoption of an affordable housing policy that lays out the procedure by which private developers or nonprofits that redevelop blighted properties can qualify for incentives like tap fees, sewer, water, or electric work, and sometimes even cash.
If we get that back in property tax value in the next 5 years, really what we're doing is we're spacing it out so that we're getting a return just like you do if you make any other kind of investment.
The town of Waynesville has scheduled a public hearing to gather input on the proposed affordable housing policy for this Tuesday evening. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.